This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the United States of America, founded to be the new Atlantis by the founders, now occupied by globalist forces of Satanism, broadcasting worldwide. From the former great state of Texas, now deep in occupied FEMA Region 6. We've got an amazing guest coming up. We'll introduce him in the next segment. Just leave it at that. But here is the article. How good is my team? Nico Acosta had this in here printed within 60 seconds of me asking for it. They're like fast gun drawing in there with whatever I talk about. They're just Googling it and putting it on screen. I love doing that because that really freaks the globalist out when you just constantly pull up whatever we're talking about instantly. I'll have like, you know, ABC News here or whatever over the years, and I'll say, yeah, and this person called for world government. That person, I'm like, no, you didn't. In seconds, we have it up. Oh, here it is. That's another world government than the one you're talking about. And then at dinner, the ABC News anchor goes, yeah, I know it's all bull. We're just mercenaries. Why are you a mercenary? Why don't you go build your own thing and have your integrity? Don't trade your passion for glory. And then you'll rise to the top. And you won't even want the glory once you get it. Because you already had the honor, which is beyond glory. Glory will fade and pass away. Being honorable and the decisions you make lives on forever through other people. So that's why I'm not scared to die. Because my actions, my art, my ideas transcend, just like yours do. That's why the elite are scared of the free human spirit, the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Empowered individuals is what the Pentagon says they're most worried about. Not violent people, but disruptors with disruptive technology, disruptive music, disruptive poetry, disruptive art, disruptive ideas. These are not an elite. A real elite wants to see humanity's wings spread. No, they want us down in the cave while they soar in the sky. They're not even soaring in the sky. They instead perch, only flying a few dozen feet into the air, on the dead trees, looking at us down in the pit. And they go and toy with the humans who they've gouged their souls out, their eyes out. And they're just like Helen Keller stumbling around in the buzzards, hop around in victory like a cat playing with a half-dead mouse. Oh, aren't we great? Oh, aren't we powerful? Ah, you know, just, you're pathetic is what you are. You're pit demons. Wanted to add a GD to the front of that, but I didn't do it. But you are damned to hell. And that's not a curse. That's what you are. I'm not even judging you. I can just see you spiritually. You're already in hell. You hadn't figured it out yet. You already crawled in there. Your soul already dropped to the center of it. You're now just a reflection, a tunnel, a vortex, a smelly, giant, blubbering tick just begging to be kicked off a cliff forever and out of our universe. You'll be with yourselves down there. Now let's continue. This is George Will, the arrogance, the hatred of the American people, the false bravado, the hubris, the aplomb. If Trump is nominated, the GOP must keep him out of the White House. And then he has three paragraphs before he drops the bomb. A convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee who has a reasonable chance to win, not to passively affirm the will of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protracted process. He says there, we decide who can win. We decide, as the party chiefs, as the oligarchy. Oh, but there's an episode of people thinking they're voting, and it's protracted, and protracted, episodic. I use big words. I'm George Will, and I talk with a real straight monotone as if I'm an intellectual when I'm a fop. a fake. And I bet money on intelligence agency asset. Oh, you have your little badge, don't you, George Will? You're so important. You are a disease on this country and humanity, filth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have a very special guest joining us in about 5-10 minutes, Matt Bracken. He'll be here until the end of the third hour, so almost 2 hours. We're going to have open phones, so you can ask this experienced Navy SEAL, worked around the world, what his view is on what's happening in the planet today. Very interesting perspective. Great writer, great researcher, a lot of smart folks respecting. Matt Bracken was on with us for an hour last week. I want to get him on for almost 2 hours today. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com, that's coming up. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. There are videos up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com that are so over the top, I can't even believe them, quite frankly. And what's even more surreal is most of them we shot. I mean, it is young children with their parents screaming the most horrible, nasty stuff you can imagine. It is people saying, we're not criminals, and then attacking people and attacking cars and trying to run crowds over and knocking people over. Just frothing idiocy. And then members of the citizen press, they're just trying to document it, who weren't even Trump supporters, but just trying to see what's happening. They're attacked. And we got the interviews with the folks after they were attacked. So this is the bedlam that's going on, and it's all just mindless tribal idiocy because the mainstream media told them that Donald Trump, quote, hates all Mexicans or hates all blacks. No, Donald Trump said Mexico is collapsing into a narco-terrorist state with 100,000 dead, and that many of their criminals are coming up here, and that a culture of crime is forming all over the nation. But if you look at rap music and you look at the whole Tejano thing, it's morphed into like rap, and it's all glorifying the drug dealers and El Chapo. And let's be clear, El Chapo has been caught working with the CIA and is not a hero at all. I'm not for the drug culture. I'm for decriminalization because having it illegal is what gives the banks $500 billion a year here in North America alone. $500 billion. And big banks get caught with hundreds of billions in them. Everything from Wachovia to Wells Fargo, oh, little Berkshire Hathaway over there, and nothing gets done. Or in the case of Berkshire Hathaway's banking division, Wells Fargo, and with Wachovia, it was $378 billion laundered over 2 years, and they paid, what was it, $111 million fine. That's like you get caught robbing a bank for $3 million, you pay a $4,000 fine or something. This is the craziness that the system has set up and how dumb they think we are. And if you just joined us, I was reading an opinion piece in the Washington Post by George Will. If Trump is nominated, the GOP must keep him out of the White House. And they say, just go ahead and just give it to Hillary. Then he goes on, quote, a convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee. I thought the people voted for that. Who has a reasonable chance to win. Oh, you decide. Not to passively affirm the will of a mere plurality, the will of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protected process. You could teach an entire college course on that arrogant statement. One other you could teach it on is Karl Rove to the New York Times, the Washington Post, at a cocktail party in 2005. And they've been 2 years into Iraq, lied about the WMDs, you know, all of it. And they said, but sir, it was lies. It's been. He said, listen, we control reality. We're history's actors now. All you do is repeat what we say the new reality is. We may say the moon's made of cheese tomorrow. You're going to report that. I control reality. You are a minion. And they were so scared of him, they wouldn't even say his name for 3 or 4 years in the press that he was the one that told them that. He didn't even say it off record. He's just walking around with a martini, you know, walking around to the women and going, it's like Richard Pearl was at some of those same cocktail parties, and I've seen it talked about in the press. He'd walk up to the best-looking female reporters. We're talking a 400-pound guy, huge black circles around his eyes, looks like the Penguin. And he'd walk over to women and go, I kill a lot of people. They call me the Prince of Darkness. I'm really powerful. And the women just go, ugh. Hey, buddy, you're actually killing people? Women don't want to hear about it, okay? Do the killing over here and pet their puppies. That's what they like. But this just shows they're little boys, folks, that thinks he's going to go over and pick women up by bragging that he's a killer and loves to kill people, but couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. But don't worry. He's really good at killing people. You know, my nickname's the Prince of Darkness. Can we put a picture of Richard Pearl up on the screen, please, for TV viewers? This is who infests D.C. This is who has taken this country over. This is who thinks we're a joke. So they now go on TV, Priebus and Curly Hughlin and George Will in their con games and say, we don't go with the will of the people. Silly rabbit, voting's for kids. We don't need no badges. You have no stinking badges. And they've weaponized the culture in fourth, fifth generation warfare, where they've so dumbed down the public across the board that large swaths of humanity, if you watch the social justice warrior videos, it's all of them. They just go, shut up, I'm intellectual, you're racist. They just virtue signal and people actually lovingly talk to them. Like there was a video we've got. We got to cue that up and play that about in California and San Francisco, where this really smart guy, that was me, you know, black and white, just a human, had to come out because he saw the previous videos of folks beating people up, and then just keep calling him racist just because he's there to cover what's happening, and he's not even really a Trump supporter, but he has to support the free speech. This video is up on Infowars.com. It's very, very important. because he just so eloquently crystallizes it even better than I could do. Here it is.
So why are you out here today? You know, I am a Trump supporter. I don't know if I would vote for him, but I have to support what he's standing for.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing all this opposition coming from Bernie and Hillary supporters and sitting there talking about we're liberal, we're loving, we just want peace, yet they throw eggs at you and punch you in the mouth because they're peaceful and loving. I saw what went down in Southern California.
Right.
It got to me. I had to come out here and actually talk about what's going on. These people don't want to talk to you. That's the problem. They sit there and say they don't have double standards.
Yeah.
And that they're not hypocritical. They'll come up to you and just yell and scream like you're nobody. We hate you. You're racist. You're misogynist, homophobic. I have black friends. I have white friends. I have Mexican friends. And supposedly I'm a racist. Wow, that's crazy. My family is black. We're all mixed. Okay? So it has nothing to do with race. I think Trump is really just trying to get the sovereignty back in America when he's talking about the borders. Like,
right.
He's not saying, let's import all Muslims, let's import all Mexicans. He's talking about the drug pushers. He's talking about the criminals. He's talking about them. He's not talking about good people that are going to work every day and paying their bills. And there's just too many of these misconceptions generated by the hype of the mainstream media. And people just kind of buy into it because of the herd mentality. I really urge people to, you know, read Edward Bernays' book on propaganda. When I read that book, blew my mind. Blew my freaking mind, man. That is a Bernie supporter because they love you. That's love right there. You see that? Look,
I don't think he supports anyone.
I think he just supports hate, but apparently I support hate. But you read Edward Bernays' book on propaganda, it blows your mind. It's like almost everything that's going on right now, he talked about it 100 years prior. It's crazy, you know?
And he nailed it.
Yeah.
Totally nailed it. Do they mind that guy over there, or what's going on?
No, he managed to escape the mob.
Okay. All right. So what was going on? The guy was he threw eggs at a guy who was burning a flag.
The kid that they stole this kid's American flag and then burned it and then hit the kid that had the flag with an egg. And so they were chasing the guy that threw the egg and stole the flag. It was the same person. Apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting doings here at the Trump protest. I don't know if I might go check into my hotel right now. Looks like things are.
I'm done.
I'm supposed to fly out at 5, so I don't even know if I'm going to check into the hotel.
And the name of the video is, there's more of it, that's just part of it. Black Trump supporter calls out racist provocateurs as propaganda victims. And that's a great headline, but really it's a black Trump supporter exposes the idiocy of racist anti-Trump people. I don't know what you call it. It's just ridiculous. And then we've got this footage that just blows my mind. You know, used to when we were kids, I didn't do a lot of juvenile delinquent stuff, but a few times I was like 13. I go to neighborhood kids and run around and smash pumpkins at midnight. And yes, we had a game. I only did it a few times. We'd throw eggs at police cars on Halloween so the cops would chase us for fun. And then the cops caught us one time. It's like, you idiots, you know, go home. Anyways, the cops seemed like he actually thought it was kind of fun and it was a game. I'm looking at it and get shot, I guess. But, yes, I've done dumb stuff like that. That's about the worst I did. We'd go paper cheerleaders, you know, I was like 11 or 12, you know, walk a mile to the cheerleader's house and throw toilet paper in the trees. I've done that stuff. But that's kind of what this is, but it's 2.0, where just the media hypes it and a bunch of idiot teenagers and people just go out and act like total morons and then beat people up and attack police cars and burn things. And then it's mixed with a bunch of weaponized race stuff just to attack free speech. It's total garbage. And none of them have anything to say when you nicely ask them questions. It's very sad. All I know is this. The world economy is imploding. Engineered crisis is being put into high gear. We're going to be covering it in the next hour and 45 minutes with our guest. He would have been on already, but his computer totally died. His Skype totally crashed. His computer doesn't even work now. So he's going to be on the phone with us, so that's fine. This keeps happening almost every guest, but I'm sure it's a coincidence. So that is coming up with our guest, Matt Brackett, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. He'll be with us to the end of the next hour. Open phones in the third hour. You can talk to the Navy SEAL, talk to a really smart writer, and ask your questions or make your points. We're going to talk about all these defaults with these different countries and Puerto Rico and different cities and the pension funds getting raided and how this is all cascading and how the government knows this is coming, and other governments too, but they're trying to keep it quiet while they dig in. So we're here raising the alarm. We hope for the best, prepare for the worst. As George Washington said, don't be involved in foreign entanglements. But at the same time, to secure peace, you must be prepared for war. You must be war ready. That deters an enemy like nothing else. We need to be ready, prepared, involved, and informing to affect the battle space.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I was taught that if you're wicked, you go to hell and suffer eternal fiery torment forever and ever. Is that what the Bible really says? What if you found out that nobody's burning in hell right now? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out what's hot and what's not at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Bracken is our guest for the next hour and 40 minutes or so. We're going to be up with the phones up in the second hour with him. enemiesforeigndomestic.com is his site. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's a former Navy SEAL, worked around the world. He's a author, and, of course, he also writes a lot of current articles on what's happening in the world. We had him on last week about the radical jihadist element, and why would Europe bring 5 million of them in the last 3 years? Hundreds of thousands here. The numbers are much bigger than they're saying. They claim that 400 or so have been brought in the last year to Texas. It's thousands in the high schools alone. 232 in the last year to Anderson High, my alma mater. That's in the newspaper. They don't even hide this stuff. And so why would they be telling us it's 400 for the whole state or 500 now? And then I've called the high schools and it's 200 here, 300 there, 100 here, and that's not counting the elementary schools. And the schools are saying, we need interpreters. We're in a crisis. And what's the real number? I don't know. There's articles in mainstream news that planes land at Air Force bases, and they just give them IDs, and they're just there. Again, how does this all feed into all these big protectorates like Puerto Rico going completely bankrupt and defaulting, and now major, from California to Michigan, major municipalities just looting the pension funds, and the dot-com bubble part two about to bust, according to the Wall Street Journal. And the Royal Bank of Scotland saying, sell everything, sell everything. That was the headline a month ago, 2 months ago. Something big is going on. I hope it can be averted or we can have a soft landing. But it's gone from possibility, in my view, to probability that all hell is breaking loose in the next 6 months to a year. And you see politically the crisis that's going on. There are a lot of forces behind the scenes that I know encouraged Donald Trump to run and, quote, save America. He knows about the globalists. He knows about all the stuff that's happening. Now, is this a double cross by some other crime group? I don't know. I'm just telling you the system is freaking out about Donald Trump. So I want to cover the waterfront and what we have left in this hour. This is a short segment, so you can just intro what he wants to cover with Matt Bracken and how all this ties together and how he sees different scenarios unfolding as they militarize and activate the social justice warrior zombies. And as they roll out the economic warfare. So, Matt Bracken, glad we got your Skype back up, my friend. Great having you on last week. We got 4 minutes to break. What's your summation of what you're going to be breaking down today?
Yeah, that's a great way to come onto the show is seeing the blue screen of death.
Absolutely.
All the Mac people are saying, what's taking you so long? Okay. right as I booting up Skype, get the blue screen. Anyway, yeah, at the end of last hour, which is kind of funny because I just lost track of time. It was at my end, the cutoff. No conspiracy that I know of, but I wouldn't be surprised on the other hand. I was talking about tsunamis, and the waves are coming. The earthquake has already happened way out at sea. And I went back and I looked up this story from 2004. There was a 10-year-old English girl named Tilly Smith. If you Google it or YouTube it, you'll find the whole thing. And she had just taken a class the month before, and it explained about earthquakes and tsunamis. And she was watching the tide rolling out at a beach in Thailand with her parents. They're intelligent people. They're grown-ups. They flew her there. And she's telling them, Mom, Dad, this means a tsunami is coming. We have got to go. It took this girl 10 minutes to convince her intelligent parents to go back to the hotel. They told staff, a Japanese tourist overheard the word tsunami and said, yes, I think it's tsunami. And that's when the staff finally at that one place started warning everybody. But we know that hundreds of thousands died because nobody knew. Well, a tsunami, an economic tsunami, hasn't hit us in several generations, going back to, say, to the 1930s Great Depression. Well, we're watching the water going out. We're seeing these precursors, and we have to be the intelligent English girl and not the dumb parents that are going, what's that mean? The water's going out. Let's go down and take a look at the beached boats. I mean, you would think that intelligent people would understand something so simple. So it's not a surprise completely that the intelligent adults in the room are all saying things are fine. There can't be an economic crash. There are great minds in charge of all of this, and we'll just muddle through. This time, we're not muddling through. The tsunami waves are already on the way. And it's time to head for the high ground.
We're going to break down why you see these different factors coming together, I guess, in a perfect storm. The establishment admits now they're digging in. While weaponizing culture even more, like having us fight with each other, is going to help during a crisis. I really think this elite is pretty insane overall. Matt Bracken is our guest. We're going to come right back. and kind of give him the floor to break all this down. And then get your questions and comments ready for the third hour coming up. We'll also intersperse a lot of the breaking news with him and get his take on what he thinks the different factions are inside this new world order. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the news site. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are here trying to scare you. I try to get myself concerned because I just get so comfortable living with this tyranny and watching all the signs and Europe arresting people that criticize open borders and all the tyranny going on, all the surveillance and the government opening the borders but tracking citizens and the TSA and just all the countless things that are going on and derivatives bigger than they were in 2008 and big megabanks saying get ready for more bailouts and NATO moving troops in on the Russian border. I mean, I'm going to go over all this with our guest today. It is just over the top what's happened. The defaults, the economic bubble we're sitting on, the biggest the world's ever seen. So I'm trying to get myself concerned. I'm trying to get myself ready. And again, I hope we're wrong. I hope things just magically turn out better. But I think things run from bad to worse. And we'll talk about the bad to the worse with our guest. We're going to him in one moment. Speaking of this, I personally have been getting prepared. So I said, I want to really push preparedness, which I've always been doing. So it's going to be prepared for earthquakes, whatever happens, you know, economic problems, or you lose your job or whatever. Storable food is one of the most important things. In the last 25 years, the folks at My Patriot Supply, Power, InfoWars, Select, we're running a special that's got to end very, very soon. I've extended it 30 to 40% off, already the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got 10% off all other preparedness items, the little car charger batteries we've got, the most high-tech, most affordable out there, the G-Shock watches, the water filtration, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, strategic relocation, the book and the film, solar-powered and crank shortwave radios, very inexpensive already. 10% off all preparedness items, including all the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. I just decided to do that last hour. We're going to run this for a week, because I'm going to have to end the food very, very soon, but 10% off everything else. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off additionally. Orders of $50 or more, free shipping, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the biggest thing is firearms, knowing how to use them, having a safety plan, having friends and family you can count on, water filtration, food, things like that. And quite frankly, not living in a mega city. Like a New Yorker in L.A. I mean, that is so freaking dangerous, folks. And I'm telling you, I live in a big city, too, but I live in a globalist protected city that they've got admitted management plans during all sorts of collapse to leave the power on here. But I don't even trust that. And look, I hope that isn't the case. I want to be clear. InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, I want to get our guest on sometime. I want to carry his books. I've told the crew, I think we're setting that up. He's written a bunch of books, breaking down different globalist scenarios that really get you inside the mind of how they would carry something like that out. Again, our guest is former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, highly respected by a lot of great people who recommended him on the show. We really clicked when he was on enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Okay, Matt, I'm going to try to shut up for the next 14 minutes or so before break. Give you the floor. You were saying that, I mean, the great story that's on record where the little girl says, hey, when the water goes way out, then we know that a tsunami's going to happen, and they listened finally, but it took them 10 minutes. They almost didn't make it. I remember whatever year it was, Galveston got hit by a 20-foot wall of water, and they always thought it was a hurricane or something, but some scientists today think maybe there was an earthquake out in the Gulf, and that's what actually killed those tens of thousands of people, one of the worst disasters in U.S. history. But it's a great allegory, a great parable. Matt Bracken, please continue.
I think that right now the waves are already coming. And if you can picture a big dike system like New Orleans or London, they have a big system of dikes and berms going around that risky part of English territory. If they're made to have the capability, for example, of stopping, say, a 200-year North Sea storm, like a perfect storm bringing giant waves down from the North Sea, and high tides. But what happens if there's another earthquake on the, coming from another direction and you're getting two waves? I think that's what's going to happen this fall, winter, definitely 2017. We're going to see a convergence of these waves that's going to overtop all of our defenses at the end of all of these scenarios. As one byproduct is a grid down situation. Once our cities don't have their electronic oxygen, their electrical oxygen, there will be a big bottleneck event, population correction. Cities just can't survive that way. They can't survive without power. They can't. We didn't consider this a century ago. Power was meaningless. People had ice boxes. An ice man brought a block of ice. And if you didn't have it, you ate more canned food. Today, our economy can't work. Hospitals will become death traps, and the goblins that are already out in the street, ready to throw punches, racist mobster hordes are already out in the street. And this is when they're fat, they've got full bellies, their EBT card is working. How are they going to act when the EBT cards are not working? I think we don't need to be geniuses to see that this is similar to watching the tide going out and knowing the tsunami's coming on the rebound. I before I go on, each time I'm introduced, it always sounds like know, Navy SEAL is what Matt Bracken is. And it's almost to me, it makes kind of causes me a little bit of pain and a kind of like a, I'm not a combat veteran. I was in Lebanon. You know, we were ready to go and do anything anywhere. And it was a dangerous job, even in training. Helicopters crash, people get shot, even in peacetime or in training. But the guys that have been in the teams since 9/11, people need to understand something. Very few Americans are in the military anymore, but in the special ops community, it's been like World War III followed by World War IV followed by World War V. There are guys that have spent years and years of their lives in horrible places fighting for this country.
And so let's be clear.
I don't like being introduced as Navy SEAL Matt Bracken.
Sure, and that is on record that they've engaged in more combat, I mean, sometimes dozens of raids a day, than anyone ever even thought about. The level of stress is just over the top.
And it's the same guys, and it really it tears up the families. People would like to go for 20 years. I did not. I was just paying for my Naval ROTC scholarship and having fun in the teams. I never planned to be I just wanted to be a shooter and an operator. I didn't want to become a staff officer. So, you know, and after Beirut, that was going to be my future. So I got out and did the boats and other things. But I want to really, at all times, anytime I'm introduced as a Navy SEAL, I want to say, look, I was a glorified
The point is you're a smart writer and you've got a really clear perspective and a lot of smart people respect what you're saying.
Right.
So let's get into the facts. Let's get into the facts.
Right. Anyway, yeah, there's no avoiding what's happening now. And some of the clues that this is going to be a big, huge year are that they're not even hiding the conspiracy anymore. If you went back 10 years or 20 years, as soon as anybody on any, say, talk radio show or much less network television, God forbid it would never happen, anybody ever mentions things like, you know, Bilderberg, they immediately go into, black helicopter, conspiracy. That's a way of just disregarding it. Now they're not hiding it. Now Davos and Bilderberg are just part of the news. Like, of course CNN is at Davos. Why wouldn't they be? We are always at Davos. Now they're giving it credibility. Well, who are these guys? I'm not saying it's like the same secret society with the same secret society handshake. It morphs, it changes. There's a lot of overlap. You know, there's Bilderberg, there's CFR, Trilateral Commission. I always get a good chuckle in the morning. I like to watch Morning Joe on MSNBC, and there's Mika Brzezinski. Look up Zbigniew Brzezinski in the Trilateral Commission. I mean, folks, it's just staring us in the face. And in July, they're going to meet in Dresden, the Bilderberg group. And I have to think this is going to be like an emergency meeting. And I wonder if it'll have to be relocated somewhere else, because by July, Dresden might not be a safe place for, you know, the Gulf Streams and the Falkwolfs or the Falkers to fly in. These guys are trackable. Now they're coming out of the closet a little bit. They're showing their hand. Look at all the presidents that visit Bilderberg. That's sort of where you'd get the secret handshake. You know, that's where they see if you're going to be a team player, you know, a willing stooge, a patsy. You know, Bill Clinton comes to mind, along with many others. That's where the elite of the elite, the super elite, that's where the super elite meet to see who they can trust to be their political frontmen and stooges. You know, whether it's the European Union, national governments, America, but most of the people that are even in the pool of electability are already approved by the super elites. This what you're saying about George Will. I mean, obviously, he's part of the club. He's part of that D.C. super establishment. He's a trusted, proven, reliable journalist in the Soviet meaning of the word. You know, he's a team player. He won't rock the boat. What the super elites hate more than anything is a loose cannon, somebody who goes off script, somebody who can get a mass audience, blow InfoWars. You know, this is something wonderful you've been doing for years and years. You can be belittled. You know, you can be called whatever, a conspiracy theorist. But it's pretty funny now. They go and cover Davos and Bilderberg, and, you know, there's an InfoWars reporter. Now it's suddenly not quite as conspiracy. Now it's just reality. And I think that this summer, if Europe is not in full all-out, you know, Islamic versus European civil war, I'll be happy. I mean, I don't want to be right about these things. I'd love to be wrong about these things. But I wonder if Bilderberg is going to be able to even take place. Similar to Cleveland. This, if you look at this in California, what they're doing just at Trump rallies, imagine what a big purple bug light Cleveland is going to be. It's going to bring the black bloc, you know, out of the woodwork. And these guys don't live under bridges. They're paid. They all belong to committees of, you know, political action, non-governmental.
Yeah, you're talking about the so-called sports anarchists that are actually Maoist youth brigades funded by the major foundations.
Totally funded. And the money is, you know, if there was honest journalism going on, they'd be very interested to see, you know, who's printing the signs and who's paying for the hotel rooms for these, you know, supposedly philanthropic, you know, protesters. You know, these are actually Black Bloc and Aztlan, the Mecha people. Those are the ones out in California. I don't know if people are familiar with Mecha. It stands for the Chicano student movement, basically, in the Spanish spelling of it. But it's the same phonetic or homonym for a mecha, which is a match or fuse in Spanish. The logo of Mecha is a warbird holding a lit dynamite fuse. That's Mecha's logo. Now, it's been around since the 70s, this Chicano radical group. Look up the Plan of Aztlan. We're in it now. This is a destabilization process that they're rolling out. This is the out-of-order chaos. Now they're creating the chaos.
Just
this
like they bring in radical Muslims in Europe, it's radical folks who are brought in here, and then once they get to the universities, they are absolutely there with all their white professors who are the communist operatives, admittedly, with money and everything, saying, yes, yes, do this. It is such a sickening plan. But you mentioned last week this. It's in the news today. I'll dig the article out, mainstream news. Europe preparing for civil emergency. Experts call it martial law. And they're preparing to suppress political speech in the next 6 months. So Europe is going under official martial law, civil emergency already.
It doesn't matter. It can't. It's you know, their plan is, when the tiger breaks out of the zoo, we're going to jump on the tiger's back, put a bridle in its mouth, and then ride it back into the zoo and lock it back in. You know, good luck with that. They don't have the bench. They don't have the troops. Belgium was completely overwhelmed by what happened on one day. They had no bench. They've got nothing. There's no reserves. If there's a Beslan, a Bataclan, and a Brussels happening every day or week somewhere in Europe, the economy freezes. You can't just stay in these European cities, you know, even if the water is still running at that time, and live everybody just in there.
Let me ask you this question.
Tower blocks. That's what's going to happen because the economy is going to, nobody will be able to take a train or a subway.
Sure,
and that's
Matt,
how they get to work.
Matt, let me throw this at you. The elites you mentioned are very OCD. They're control freaks. That's admitted. They have a large plan. They admit this is part of their destabilization plan. They think out of this chaos, they'll get a diversion from their looting and what they're doing and use the crisis for more control. Order out of chaos.
Well,
order out of chaos. But here's my question to you. Do you think they're then engineering this, or are they unconscious of it, or are they delusional? Because if they want order, why are they bringing in tsunami-level crises or opening the door for it that I don't think they're going to survive?
I think that the way that they look at it, imagine if at the point in The Wizard of Oz, when they see him behind the curtain, and they go pull the curtain back, all right? That's the super elite. That's Oz, the great and powerful. Well, Oz has a the great and powerful Oz has a contingency plan for when Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Lion get there, which is they have flashbangs go off, the whole theater burns down, and Oz gets away in a Porsche, you know, with his gold. They're similar. The way I think of it, if you're on an airplane and it has like an engine go out and an explosion in the wing and you're leaking fuel, flight crew is on the phone or on the intercom telling the passengers, don't worry, folks, we're going to make it all the way to the Canary Islands. We're not going to run out of fuel. And they know damn well they are running out of fuel. So they shoo everybody out of first class. They're all putting on parachutes. But on the intercom, they're saying, don't worry, folks, remain calm, remain in your seats, because there's only about 10 parachutes.
Just like the Titanic.
The Titanic or the Korean ship full of student researchers. As it was capsizing, as the officers and the crew are getting in the lifeboats on the intercom, they're saying, everything's fine. The intelligent,
same thing happened with the big cruise ship. Remember the cruise ship in Greece?
Yeah, go back to your room. Everything's fine. They never say, buddy, you better be running for the top right now, because they don't want to be swarmed like a, you know, a crush of people getting into the one lifeboat. But the plan, as far as that goes, I don't think that they meet and discuss it in these terms, but a lot of people have the feeling, a lot of these, you know, the Davos Bilderberg crowd, what they're planning for is to emerge on the other side of the big emergency. I wrote about this in my essay, Burning Down the House in 2016. If they are going to have a world war, which will wipe out all the bad debt, essentially what's happened is, you know, if you understand algorithms, it's gone vertical. There's no more level of debt. We're at the end of Keynesian economics. The end.
The holiday's over.
We've hit the vertical wall. We can't invent it. We've got zero interest, which means shoveling money to Wall Street, hoping to. But this is like hitting Frankenstein with the paddles. Come on, Frankenstein. You know, he's not dead. Look, Frankenstein's not dead. But if anybody thinks that the actual economy is going to get up and start moving again, they're completely dreaming.
That's right. There's flies all over Frankenstein. He stinks. Arms are falling off. And they're just saying, right. Look, he's never looked better. Obama said the economy's never been better. And it's like Frankenstein's head falls off. We'll be back with our guests straight ahead to get more into this, because they admit, I have the stacks of articles here, mass immigrant waves are just intensifying everywhere as the third world sinks. So what's the chain trigger?
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Matt Bracken's our guest, writer, researcher. everything he's saying while he's talking, I just have stacks of news basically saying the same thing, but telling us everything's okay. So while he's talking for TV viewers, I'm going to be going through articles just showing you where they admit big defaults, state level, pension level, Puerto Rico, record numbers of people exiting the third world, the government just letting them in, illegals coming in, get more than a Social Security recipient. That's mainstream news. I'm going to be going over all of that. I mean, this is an elite. They organize their main plan. They meet at different meetings to steer it. But because we've exposed it and others have exposed it, and you've exposed it, more and more, they are going to a policy of just going, okay, there's world government. Or George Will, in the article I mentioned earlier, says, quote, a convention's sovereign duty. Oh, they're sovereigns. That means royalty. The Republicans, the party. That's like the inner party in China, the Central Committee. The convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee. They decide who has a reasonable chance to win. They decide who can win. Not to passively affirm the will of the people, of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protracted process. I mean, that is fascistic sophistry. I mean, it is total pseudo-intellectual tripe, a fancy way to say your vote doesn't count. Well, guess what, you little con artist, George Will? You guys have been acting like that vote counts, but because we're not selecting who you want, you say it doesn't. You say you passed a rule back in the 70s. We didn't try to use it till now. The last time you thought about it was with Reagan. Now I'm going to go back to our guest. We're about to start the next hour, but continue, Mr. Bracken, with where you say we're going and what the establishment's going to pull in these different waves. The debt bubble, the massive migrant invasions, the social justice warrior, Ford Foundation, radicalization program. I mean, what do you think the elite's thinking? I mean, I got your allegories that were excellent of the Wizard of Oz. Well, what he'd really do is, if they caught him, he'd blow up the palace, have a pre-produced fake video of Dorothy being a suicide bomber, when really he blew it up and flew off in his jet copter to his next base. But, I mean, I don't think they're going to get away with it. Look at the arrogance of all these people thinking they could just steal an election. It's not flying. I mean, I really think in history it shows that megalomania becomes a delusion in and of itself, and the elite's biggest enemy is themselves.
Yeah, it's interesting, the jet copter. The super elites do have a few small Achilles that are exposed. Obviously, you know, if you're a Sun Tzu fan, you know you minimize and hide your own weaknesses. Well, one of their weaknesses is security and their paranoia about security, which is really why it's so rich when people like Zuckerberg talk about the need for America to bring in way more refugees. While, you know, he has a 700-acre estate on Kauai on the North Shore, you know, with like Blackwater security keeping everybody out. But he's got his place to go. But he wants us to take more refugees.
Or the Vatican really with its 200-foot walls, or right, the big wall they're building around the White House.
But they fly in private jets. They do not go tourist class on American Airlines, believe me. And they do not go through TSA security either. Now, that none of these guys owns a jet, except for Trump. It's interesting. Trump actually does own a big jet that says Trump right on the side. But Zuckerberg and the rest of these folks, they will never. You won't find a jet that has his name on it. It's all holding companies and leases and sharing and so forth. But when they're flying to Bilderberg in July, it'll be very interesting to see, you know, the flight schedules and then sort of untangle the tail numbers, because that's the big guys. That's the big guys. You can track them by their Gulf Streams for sure.
Absolutely. And they're building a world that will destroy them historically. It's like the Rothschilds at some level funded Hitler. And then Hitler did kill some of them in France. It's like, well, they think they can control everything.
They can't control everything, but I think that their plan is to emerge on the other side when the fire is down and the ashes are cooling. Then they can fly back from Patagonia or New Zealand.
Exactly. Stay there. They're all going to New Zealand. That's right. We'll talk more about your research, how we stop this, with Matt Bracken straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Check out his site, Enemy